to like be on the beach with your boombox and you're chilling with your friends. I don't know, Chris Tamandolo and Donna Nonathan, and suddenly you're all, yo, stop, and you point to the boombox, and the song you chose comes on the radio. You'd be the bee's knees. Actually, no, you'd be the whole bee. That's how cool you'd be. So, actually, coming up right now is going to be Robin with Ink Studs live in studio. And with that, I'll end the show. I've been Evan Brow on Definition Soundwave. This has been Fun Drive, and the number one pick on this week's countdown, the top five songs to get you pumped for Fun Drive, is Keep It Movin' by Deep Sea Diver off History Speaks. Thanks for listening, and keep donating on CITR 101.9.
Yeah. You're listening to Ink Studs on CITR 101.9 FM. Woohoo! I'm back. I am in here nowhere near enough, and I gotta remember how to talk in this mic directly. That was not professional, Robin. Hi, everybody. Ink Studs, CITR, here in Vancouver. Right now, the reason I'm here today is we're doing a funding drive at CITR to raise funds for all the special work we do. Me, myself, Ink Studs has been on here for 7.5 years. Hard to believe, eh, boys?
Wow.
What is that in comic years?
Depression. I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Robin Bougie.
Hey.
Brian Fukushima.
Hello.
And Brandon Graham.
What up?
What up? I kind of asked these guys because they are fun people to talk to, and I want to make this hour interesting while I'm continuously telling you to donate money, 604-822-8648. And some guys have stuff they're working on. Most importantly is Mr. Robin Bougie. Maybe before we get into what you got coming out, why don't you tell us a little bit about what we just listened to?
Oh, that was a track called, what was it called? Oh, it was called Wallop. It's from a CD that I just put out called Pussy Brats, which is a collection of classic 1970s and 80s porn soundtrack music. Mostly, which came from like catalog music, which was like music that you could rent from like a catalog. So it wasn't actually recorded. Most of it wasn't actually recorded specifically for porn movies, but that's what it was used for.
Does anyone know anything about the people that made the music?
Well, that particular track was by a guy named Brian Bennett, and he did a lot of like orchestral stuff in the 70s and 80s. But yeah, it's all really cool music. I mean, and you can definitely, when you listen to it, all I can think about is people humping in the 70s.
It'd be horrible if the composer at home was just like, at the time,
pouring his heart into it.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, this is how I felt when my mother remarried, and this was for their wedding, and I was so happy for her. And then like later on, he's like, I'm just getting a porno, and he's like, hey, I recognize that track.
It was the dad from Blossom. That's what he did.
Whoa!
Yeah.
One of the reasons is I actually wanted to have, especially Robin and Brian here, is part of Ink Studs being on CITR for so long. It's when I first started the show, both these guys were really instrumental in supporting me and what I did. Brian allowing me to use their website, and I've mentioned this before when Brian's been on, Crown Commission, which is a now defunct.
I don't know. It's what's defunct? Yeah, look, if Backstreet Boys can come back twice, then...
That's their song, though.
Backstreet is back.
All right.
Crown Commission never went away.
That's true. We've never officially disbanded, but we also haven't really done anything.
We've actually never officially done anything. So it's in progress. Like, we've never started doing anything.
I should have brought the album.
Which, oh.
These guys, they recorded a hip-hop album back in the...
it wasn't an 2000. Album.
It wasn't an album.
It was an EP. Sorry.
We used to, every year, we used to... Ed Brisson and I started this, and we added people along the way, and every year we'd just get hammered and... recorded a rap song like on the spot, basically recording the beat and writing everything, and just in the span of 2 40s.
the best thing about them was that as you listen to the song, you could tell we were getting progressively drunker throughout the recording of the track.
And I'm like trying to do production on my computer, and it's just like getting slobbier and slobbier. So it was fun, but it's not listenable, and I don't think anyone needs to hear. We'll do a new one day, though. I think we should get
Joseph Bergen back up here.
Oh, I'd love to.
The Colorstone Brandon's comic Prophet. There's a very lovely verse of him rapping, which
he's a good drunk rapper.
Yeah,
right. It's all about Prophet, right? His rap.
That's right.
One of the great things about donating to CITR specifically, while Ink Studs is on and you're supporting Ink Studs, is you can get books. And so I was very lucky, and I got donations from 4 publishers, Fantagraphics, Top Shelf Comics, Koyama Press, most wonderful Annie Koyama, and Rebus Books. So I'm just going to list off the books. Please indulge me for a second, gentlemen.
Please.
We can critique them as he goes.
Brandon, we're trying to get people to give us money. They're actually all pretty great books. I'm pretty excited by what they donated. The first off from Rebus Books is Barrel of Monkeys by the French duo of Rupert and Moulot, or Et Moulot.
I was saying what that one's about. That was bizarre.
That one's an odd kind of... They're this French duo where they draw stuff together, and so there's no kind of style that you can recognize. It's one or the other. And so they all meld together. And this one's this weird thing, this kind of abstract comic where these guys are wandering around, and they eventually end up in, like, this orgy thing, but they're not actually in the orgy. It's just them talking about going to this thing, and then it's this part where this woman pulls her own eyeball out. It's pretty amazing,
right? It's
comic.
An orgy of people that all have, like, physical deformities.
Yeah. And so, but there's no, like, sexually explicit content in the book. It's just...
Right. But there's lots of scenes of them, like, kind of standing off panel of what's going on and kind of looking and smoking cigarettes and talking about, like, oh, there's someone trying to, you know, stick something in an elephant. That's nice.
Yeah. It's very French.
Bonjour.
Came the Dawn, the collection of Wally Wood comics from the EC days from Fantagraphics. Infinite Kung Fu by Keegan MacLeod. He was working on that for a long time. Any Empire by Nate Powell. Underwater Welder by Jeff Lemire. A little Charlie Brown Christmas book from Fantagraphics. You know who did it. Charles, should I tell people? Charles Schultz? Just say it.
Draw me Snoopy.
Tell us who was in the Beatles while you're at it.
Snoopy.
Stu Sutcliffe.
Four Snoopies. Like his brother, his cousins. And...
The Snoopy with the mustache, the, like, the kind of the south of the border drug trafficking Snoopy. What's his name?
That was very inappropriate, Brandon.
No, there was the other Snoopy where Charles Schultz would draw the...
Well, there was, like the Joe Cool... No, that was just Snoopy with sunglasses.
Maybe that's it.
No, you're right. I remember. It's the guy from the Mexican Chili.
Oh, he was from...
Ships.
He was from Needles, right?
I don't know. What are we talking about?
The Castle Waiting by Linda Medley. It's the first volume. And all these books, if you donate at 604-822-8648... You can get one of them if you donate $30, as well as you can get a Friends of CITR card. If you donate $75, you can get one of the following books, and they're all very nice. A package of Koyama Press comics, which includes almost everything that she's done for comics in the last couple of years, nice. Including the very rare Lose Number 2
oh, nice.
By cool. Michael DeForge. And everyone's nodding their head in the room. That comic's not getting reprinted. And Michael DeForge is he's pretty good. I like that guy.
It's a good comic.
It's a good comic. And also has Lose Number 3, Number 4, Number 5, and there's also a couple of Tin Can Forest books. Their award-winning work, Baba Yaga, and there's a Steve Wolfhard comic in there. Woo-hoo! Dirty Keeps It Steady.
Oh yeah, that one's good too.
And there's a Brian Fukushima comic in there.
No way.
No way.
I thought I had burned all of those.
Well, there you go. You can get this book. It actually looks pretty cool.
You remember that one thing that I did a year and a half ago?
I haven't seen your Koyama book.
Huh?
I haven't seen your Koyama book.
Yeah, it's a mini comic. Serial. Oh, yeah. It's called Serial, and it's about Serial mascot.
I guess I have to donate it.
Yes, you do. So for $75, you can get that package. And it's a pretty sweet thing. Nate Bomber's comic is
nice.
In there. It's
nice.
Ow. Chris Eliopoulos, his little book is in there.
Oh yeah,
it's all really good stuff. Zach Wharton's little mini. We have the Humbug collection, the 2-volume hardcover set from Fantagraphics of the Humbug magazine, which is 12 issues. Was it Booge?
I think it was. Yeah,
it's just a package of coal.
Featuring
what a shitty prize.
$75 pay up.
Yeah, hey, it can become diamonds.
Yeah, I'd like to donate and get the bum hug.
It features work by Harvey Kurtzman, Jack Davis, L. Jaffe, Arnold Roth.
Is it pronounced Jaffe? I always thought it was Jaffe.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, but I only knew that. I only thought that because that's how I read it when I was a child.
Yeah, same.
Maybe it is Jaffe. Al
Jaffe. Jaffe. 227, right?
He's French. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to leave here crying today. Volume 3 and 4 of the Floyd Gutferson Mickey Mouse series. And this is, you don't need to have volumes 1 and 2. This is where stuff gets really good. This is a classic comic strip. From the 30s, very beautifully drawn, I'm ignoring you now.
So you're saying you don't need to read the first two volumes to know what Mickey Mouse is doing?
Who is this character?
It is actually very different from the Mickey Mouse you may think. It's more kind of swashbuckling adventure. I don't know if any of you have ever read any of the Floyd Gottfredson stuff.
I don't think I have, no.
How does it stack up next to Air Pirates?
Well, that's like asking what like Fritz and the Cat is like next to Felix the Cat.
Yeah, Brandon.
And so the answer is...
Nowhere near filthy enough. Heart of Thomas by Moto Hagio, I think. I'm yeah, totally...
Why are you looking at me when you say
I was actually looked at Boosh first, and he got me the blank look. Then I went to the Japanese guy.
You got brushed off by the third base coach.
Yeah, I was looking at that one before we came in here, and it was impressive. I'm glad the Fantagraphics is putting out this old girls manga.
It's really nice stuff. Blankets by Craig Thompson.
What's that all about?
Why do you look at me?
You're a white guy. You should know.
Yeah. Do I look like a good Christian boy?
You're a Midwestern Christian.
There we go. That's Craig Thompson's kind of breakthrough book from Top Shelf.
He's a nice man, too.
He's a very nice man, and it's a very nice book. Last year, actually almost a year ago, I went down to Portland with Brandon and a couple other friends, and we filmed this thing where it's me... Well, I didn't really do anything. It's just you, Brandon, Craig Thompson, Mike Alred, the three of them talking.
Oh, my God.
And we have like 3 or 4 hours of footage. It just kept going and going.
It's a rocky venture.
Yeah, you should have seen the drugs they were doing. It was really neat, and I'm hoping one day we'll actually have it, you know, up online, because I think there's a lot of interesting stuff in there. But that's some of the cool things I get to do with InkStuds, is be able to meet folks I really respect and really like. And so... going down to Eugene, Oregon, and hanging out at Mike Elbert's place and looking at, you know, Jack Kirby originals and
I
stuff
really
like that.
I really like the, Alred pulled a great joke when we were in the Chinese restaurant.
Oh my God.
Where he went to the bath. We all ordered, and he was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. You guys order me the number two. And he goes to the bathroom, and we're like, yeah, we want number two. He gets back, and the waitress goes, number two, right? And he goes, no, I just peed.
Heyo.
He was on the ball there.
Nice.
Yeah, it was. He's a very charming man, and it was a lovely day. I was a little embarrassed. Apparently, he goes there all the time and says that joke every time.
Oh,
it's a good joke.
It's a good joke.
I only ever met him once briefly at Stumptown. He came by my table and looked at my comics, and I could not talk to him. And he was too handsome. He was just too handsome.
He is a handsome man.
Too handsome to talk to. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like you're like, oh, it's the guy, because that's the guy. It's like who else? Who else looks bougie? Looks
exactly like a stranger. I was out to lunch with her, dinner, whatever, with a bunch of comic artists the other day, and I was looking around the table, and I was thinking that everybody kind of draws a little bit what they look like, so you can spot them in a crowd or whatever.
That's true.
Like the first time I ever met Colin Upton. I just knew him from his drawing. There was a guy in a comic shop, and I was like, that looks like the way Colin Upton draws himself.
He looks upset.
I've never seen him before.
He looked a little more cheerful.
Yeah, and I was like, are you Colin Upton? He's like, oh, yes, I am. I was like, wow, that's amazing. I spotted him.
I would love to make a compilation. Every town has, like, cartoonists that everyone makes impressions of. This? I'd love to make just a compilation CD of everyone's impressions. Everyone in New York would do a Dash Jaw impression once they knew him. So it'd be great to have, like, for every town. Like, here in Cincinnati, we make fun of this guy.
You just haven't heard the impression we do of you.
Oh.
And the last from this list is From Hell by Alan Moore and
Eddie
Campbell.
Based on the movie.
yes, the movie by the guys that did Dead Prez. Uh-huh. Or was it Dead Presidents?
They're after Dead Presidents.
Dead President Society. Dead President Society?
The movie.
That's where they stand on the... Robin Williams stands on the coffins and reads poetry.
And you can get those books for, if you donate, $75 as well. There's a whole other range of amounts. And if you call in at 604-822-8648 and donate... they will talk to you and hook you up with stuff. As well as the stuff that I'm giving away, I'm also, everyone who donates to my show gets a copy of the Horror Hangover Zine, which is an art show I did back in November that was a lot of fun, and actually Robin helped out a lot for that show.
Yeah, it was fun.
That was, you were very valuable for the hanging experience.
I got some really good drawings in that, too.
Yep. Yeah, it's great. And Brian's in it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of good stuff in that. That was a good show, man. I loved that.
My wife's in it, Rebecca Dart.
Oh, she did a really cool show.
Yes.
Yep.
What's your problem, Brandon?
Well, I was busy.
Yeah. So everyone gets one of those. Anyone that donates $30 gets a Friends of CITR card, which gets you discounts at a wide range of places, including RX Comics and Lucky's Comics. Nice. So for any comic buddies, that's a good way to save money. For $75, you can get the Friends of CITR card and the special CITR Radioversary t-shirt, because CITR has been on for 75 years.
What?
Word.
That seems like too long.
Wow. I don't think it's my time to pull the plug on this thing.
That's a little bold move.
That's sorry, actually 10 years before radio was invented.
Okay, that came out wrong.
That doesn't add up.
That's not quite how I meant it.
This guy's full of crap.
On the air for 300 years now.
Yeah, that's kind of how I meant it. Was like, that's, wow, that's way a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That seems like too long.
You're a horrible man. But I love you nonetheless. For $101.90, I can't speak, you get the Friends of CITR card, the Radioversity t-shirt, and the Pop Alliance LP. I understand that
LP... Is that all about Popples?
I remember that show.
I don't remember that show.
You don't remember that?
They're little furry animals that you could roll into balls.
They turn... Yeah. Someone made a taxidermy one of like a real cat.
Oh, that God. Into are you ball. Serious?
Yeah.
Mm. Nasty.
Yeah.
For $250, you get two friends cards, the t-shirt, the LP, calendar, and a tote bag. And we're also doing something. It's nice having Brian here. Oh, I should also mention, I forgot... Robin brought copies, the new copy of Cinema Sewer, the new copy of Sleazy Slice, and a back issue of Cinema mm-hmm. Sewer, the previous issue.
Yeah.
Which, if you donate $30, you can get that. Which also comes with, we're going to be listening to today, Pussy Brats.
Yes.
I'm looking at this panel from the new Cinema Sewer, with a nice James Stokoe cover, by the way. But he's a drawing that Bougie here has done of Dazzler and Robin Williams making out. It's a very nice drawing.
That is based on a sort of reality that almost happened. And that would have been Bo Derek playing Dazzler.
Oh.
Nice.
Although I just drew her kind of as she would be in the comic.
And Robin Williams is saying Shazbot, as he would have said in the film.
Yeah, it was a movie that was almost made. Almost made, so close.
When would that have been?
Well, that was originally the Dazzler character was supposed to be a tie-in with the movie, and the movie didn't happen, and they just went ahead and made the comic.
Oh.
So it was supposed to be an album. It was supposed to be like this cross-promotional thing. It was supposed to be an album, supposed to be a movie, and a comic all coming out at the same time. And her love interest in the movie was Robin Williams.
Yeah. All of our love interest at that time.
And Kiss and the Village People were supposed to be in it.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
That would have been the best superhero movie.
And Lenny and Squiggy.
Of course. But that might have just been horrible.
The great thing about really forward-seeing comics executives is that one of the reasons they didn't come out then is because disco fell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that would have been a better reason to do it.
Yeah.
Like, screw you guys, we're doing it anyway. Disco lives.
Yeah. We're like, bury superhero this. Movies ever do anything, like, trendy? It's like...
Right.
Hey, Spider-Man 2 is like, ladies and gentlemen, Macy Gray. And you're like, huh? Oh, there's a Macy Gray concert? Like, oh, and everyone's here. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, and it was also supposed to take place in a post-apocalyptic New York as well.
Oh, well, why not?
That is sounding better, actually.
Disco won, and this is what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
I think they should make it today. They should do that very same movie.
Robin Williams back then was such a different Robin Williams, yeah. Though. It's weird how good Popeye is.
Yeah, really?
Well, you know who wrote that? Jules Pfeiffer.
Oh, nice.
I've never seen it.
You
never,
what?
You
haven't lived.
I've never seen the Popeye.
What?
It's really good.
Jason Turner is like banging his phone right now.
How could this be?
I thought we were friends.
Friendship over. Please donate 604-822-8648. I think we're going to play another song.
Please do.
What would you like to hear from?
From Pussy Brats. Let's hear track 10. From a movie called Hot Rackets from 1979.
Nice. And don't forget, if you do donate, you will get this CD. And you can order it from Robin Bougie.
Yeah, it's available from cinemasewer.com.
There we go. And cinemasewer.ecreator.com, right? Or yeah. Did I get it right?
Yeah, you can link to it from cinemasewer.com.
Okay. There we go. We'll be right back. Ink Studs. We'll be right back. I should have warned you, the mic was coming on there, Brandon. Listener discretion be advised. We're, I'm back, Inkstead CITR 101.9 FM. I'm joined by Robin Bougie, Brian Fukushima, and Brandon Graham.
Hello.
Hello.
It's nice to be here. My name's Brandon Graham.
That's the impression that's going around the town.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Hi,
everybody.
Now, Brandon, you're going to be in Seattle this weekend. I think, Brian, you're going to be in Seattle this weekend, too, for Emerald City Comic Con.
Yeah.
So folks in Seattle and Vancouver folks going down, you can see these guys. And Brian will probably just be palling around with some bros. And Brandon will be tabling at table A-O something.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited because I get to do a panel about porn comics while I'm there. And Howard Chaykin will be on it, which will be a surreal...
Fun.
Yeah.
I really hope Howard Chaykin yells at you.
I hope so. I mean, that's the thing is I've people have asked me if I've met him before. And I've seen him because I'm terrified of him because he's one of those guys who's kind of famous for dressing down people. I'm sure we'll get along fabulously, but
yeah, I've known some comic pros that just can't get the nerve to talk to him. I think Dan Nadell wrote about it somewhere about how he saw Howard at a convention, just couldn't go up to him. He was just too nervous.
I saw him at a convention once, and I was like, "Oh, there, maybe I'll talk to him." And it was just he had this way of sitting at the table. He had nothing on the table. He's just like sitting there, just like ready to berate you.
Do you have his leg up like on
yeah.
top of the
yeah,
table?
He was naked, yeah.
Yeah. Leaning back, AC Slater backwards in a chair.
His
just
nuts
breaking.
Were resting on the table. I dare you to speak to me.
Yeah, there's just a sign that says like,
look in the eyes, look in the eyes.
Now, Bougie just launched the latest issues of Cinema Sewer and Sleazy Slice.
As one would launch a turd.
Wow.
At They Live Video.
Launching things,
they have
really?
A great bathroom there.
Yeah.
Now, Sleazy Slice, this is your long-going anthology. Did you think you'd be going this good and strong with it? This is what, issue 6?
Issue 6, yeah. Yeah, I didn't really. It's still not, like, the most successful comic in the world. In fact, if I was smart, I'd probably just cancel it. But I just enjoy doing it so much. It doesn't really have... It's so freaking filthy that there's no place I can sell it. It's like, you know, if Diamond won't carry it, you know, it's just too
this
dirty.
Is a morally outraging comic book, by the way. I'm looking at a panel of a woman biting off a man's penis.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's
let's just keep
than
in mind that we're on the radio and people are listening.
No, they have to know. Like, you know, like, this comic is out there. You need to take your children out of school right now and put them in your basement.
Just because this comic exists.
Lock the doors.
Well, this is a. It's,
actually,
yes.
Don't have children. This comic exists.
This comic is erasing children from existence. Yes.
Well,
look, there's a group hug panel.
Yeah, but then look what happened when you flip the page.
They will.
It's the longest comic I've ever done. It's 44 pages. It's a 66 page or 64 page comic, but it's an anthology. And Maxine Frank and I did a 44 page comic in it called. Hump Monkey Wasteland, and it's
how
all
is that not the most successful comic?
I know, right? I know. Come on, it's a post-apocalyptic girl gang porn comic. So think of kind of like the Warriors, but everybody's a chick and they're all having sex, and it takes place in the post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Yeah. But this story is a story you've been kind of sitting on for a while.
Yeah, it was originally supposed to be my second live-action porn movie. I did The Coming of Jesus, which I produced, which was the first heterosexual biblical porn epic, as I like to call it.
So when you say heterosexual, was there a lot of...
There was two gay ones before. They beat, so I can't say it's the first biblical porn epic.
Was it the first coming and the second coming?
Well, we were going to do the sequel, which was The Second Coming, The Story of Ho Moses.
Is that a...
And that would have been our gay one.
But. Okay.
So that's all about the Old Testament?
Hi-yo! But then we were going to do... Yeah, then we were going to do Humbuggy Ways. But I don't know. Just, you know what? I just stuck to comics. I'm
is
just
the spirit not in you?
It's my... I'm in my element when I'm doing comics. I just can't... I can't get my nut up, you know, to do the...
Wow.
To do the, you know...
It's going to be such a different thing. Because a friend of mine always says about... about porn comics, you have the creep that does it,
yeah,
and then the creep that buys it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take out any of the middle people that may or that you know might need the money or had bad childhoods or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's good. It's just two gross dudes being gross dudes.
That's not
in the same room or at the same time.
Yeah, no eye contact is a thing.
Perverts need each other. It's a support network.
Yeah, exactly. You know, not that there's not like gross lady dudes involved in the same. I like the Maxine, and it's cool to go through this and try to find what is yours and what is Maxine's art.
Oh, yeah. She's filthy, too.
Yeah, and the amazing thing, I love running into you guys when you're working on this, because for a while...
We draw it in public, I guess.
Yeah,
we
they draw it
that.
In public, and they find the nicest, like, little grandma cafes to do their anal fisting.
They do it in a pool hall, Brandon. That's not a nice grandma
place.
Well, it is
place. Now, but for a while, for a while they we moved to, like, four different places.
Yeah, because they keep going out of... We're like the Touch of Death. They keep going out of business.
I wonder why.
They see what you're working on, and they take their children out of the school, and they leave town.
Don't forget to donate 604-822-8648. And you yourself, if you donate $30, you can get these filthy comics to keep away from your children. Please keep them away from your children.
Please. Keep them away from your unborn children that you're not going to have when you read the comics.
You'll never get turned on again.
Nothing will ever live up to it.
Now, the Cinema Sewer, how long have you been doing the sewer for?
Started in 97.
And you have, this is issue 26?
That's correct.
And you also have three books?
Yeah, working on the fourth. Just actually sending the fourth one to the printer today.
Really?
Fantastic to the publisher, read in the bathroom,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, thank you. That's where they're designed to be read, actually. Yeah,
James Stokoe always has a copy of the Cinema Sewer books in his bathroom. And that's where I do all of my business.
Do you, like, go across town to use his bathroom?
Yeah, no. I put a clipboard on the wall, and I actually sign in when I show up.
Is it like
drop
that?
A deuce and leave.
Is it like at the McDonald's where someone has to sign off when they clean the bathroom?
Yeah.
And I've also just announced my first coffee table book as well, which is Graphic Thrills, which will be coming out on July 25th. And that's a large-size poster book of detailing the history of classic adult movie posters from 1970 to 1985.
Wow.
And it's full color, and I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's the best writing I've ever done.
Nice. So you wrote articles about the history of
Yeah, it'll be like a full-page poster and then like a big block of text kind of talking about like the people who made the poster artists and the people who made the film and interviews with the stars and
that's really cool.
Anybody I could track down that was still alive. Yeah.
Or willing to talk to you.
Yeah, exactly. That was also an issue, but yeah.
I was reading the new Cinema Sewer last night, and there was one person who did the documentary on the collaborator with Ed Wood.
Right, yeah.
And about how like he's trying to interview people for this documentary, and I guess one woman threatened to sue him if he tried to contact her.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess a lot of people, they do it when they're young, and then they regret their wild past, or people that go and get more conservative.
In the case of the poster artists, a lot of them weren't involved in the porn industry. They were just commercial artists who got a gig and they didn't, you know, like, oh, it's a poster. And keep in mind, like, these posters were designed to display on the street or in the lobby of these theaters. So a lot of them don't have nudity. So a lot of these guys, they don't consider themselves doing anything filthy. But then, you know, along comes some pervert like me. Right. And I'm like, I would just like to...
Get the kids in the basement!
I'm like, I'm doing this book and I really want to turn him in.
Yes, get the kids in the basement.
They're like, I have nothing to do with porn industry. Leave me alone.
Have you thought about not using that voice when you call strangers?
Don't ever call here again.
Oh, you've got a Your article in here. I love Your Hunter from the future.
Yes.
I feel like he's our Hunter from the future. Really. So there's this kind of cliche of like the child found with half a medallion and trying to find his secret past. And Your is the only movie I've actually seen that does that.
Right.
And it turns out he's from a science. He's like a barbarian who's from like a science fiction culture.
Well, that's what I love. That's the twist. Is that it's they give away the twist in the title. Your Hunter from the future. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh well, he's from the future. Oh, okay.
It's one of those movies I saw when I was a kid, and I was like, this is the best thing ever. And then in my 20s, I was like, oh, I should see Your again. And I saw it, and I was like, this is the best thing ever.
I dragged my grandmother to see that movie.
It's better than Gore. It's better than Ator. It's better than.
That's all true, actually.
All the Orr movies.
I prefer it to Kroll, even.
Ooh, strong words.
And Kroll, like, actually, like, I live a fair amount of my life based on the Cyclops in Kroll. Because, you know, he did that thing.
What?
No, yeah. I often talk about, like...
Had
like,
a sweet beard.
Yeah, no. But no. James Stokoe and me, I often talk about how... So the Cyclops in Kroll, his whole thing is the Cyclops just gave up an eye to be able to see the future. So in it, they all know their death. And so they have, like, a kind of pleasant way they're going to die or whatever. And he avoids his real death that he was going to do and goes to help his friends. And so he dies in a grisly, horrible way. I think, like, an elevator door closes on him or something. But, and I always talk to James about how, like, I have my own death. And somehow, at some point, I'm going to die a horrible, grisly way at his hands because I am going to...
You got it all planned out.
Yeah, no, I've been thinking about it. No,
okay.
Don't worry.
This sounds a lot more interesting than Looper.
I like Looper.
Okay. Fruit Looper.
Did you not enjoy that film?
It was okay.
You just bought into all the hate hype after the fact, yeah. Didn't you?
I still prefer Brick, but that
I haven't actually seen Brick.
Oh, Brick is a fine.
Looper film. Was okay.
Is that
about
time travel too?
No, that one's really cool because it's set in like a high school, but it's all done like film noir. Huh. So he's like, you know, he goes behind the 7-Eleven and he's like beating these guys up and he's like, I need to find out where Susie eats lunch. And they're like, I'm not talking, man.
What's with all these one word movie titles on it? Ridiculous.
Well, you preferred the like the hilarious journey of Billy Buttons.
Raw meat.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. King Frat. I'm reading the titles here. The Sun God is pretty good.
Remember, donate at 604-822-8648 and you can get some books. Barrel of Monkeys by Rupert Mulot, Came the Dawn by Wally Wood, Infinite Kung Fu by K.K. McLeod, Any Empire by Nate Powell, Underwater Welder by Jeff Lemire, a Charlie Brown book by Charles Schulz, or as he's commonly known
Snoopy.
Among circles, Sparky.
Oh,
really?
Sparky.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I thought we weren't supposed to tell anybody about that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm getting kicked out of Fight Club. Castle Waiting by Linda Medley.
Schulz was in Fight Club? They keep moving someone's head when he goes to kick it. Good grief.
Package of comics from Koyama Press, the Humbug Collection, edited by Harvey Kurtzman, Mickey Mouse, two-volume slipcase set, featuring Floyd Gottfredson's comic strips, Heart of Thomas by Moto Agio, I'm gonna look at Ryan when I say that. Blankets by Craig Thompson, and From Hell by Eddie Campbell and Alan Moore, as well as Everyone Gets a Horror Hangover, or you can also get the package of two issues of Cinema Sewer, A Sleazy Slice, and Pussy Brats.
Pussy Brats.
Pussy Brats.
That's my favorite treat when I go to a Vancouver Canadiens baseball game.
You know what I was thinking, Robin?
You don't go for the footlong hot
dog. You go for the Pussy Brats.
What?
Just to fuck with Robin in his horror hangover, you should put out a graphic novel and call it Horror Hangover.
Mm.
Oh. And it's about her testicles.
Wow.
Okay, I think it's time for another song break.
Let's do it.
Okay, here's this is gonna be the theme song to Sex World.
What track number?
Track 12.
Track 12, there we go. All right, we'll be right back. Don't forget to call in and donate 604-822-8648. All right. We'll be right back. Okay, we're on the air, Brandon.
Sorry, I was just, my mind was elsewhere. I was in Sex World.
Inkstead, CITR 101.9 FM. We just got a donation from Jamie. Thank you very much, Jamie.
Janie.
Thank you.
Janie.
Was it Janie?
No, it was
Jamie.
Both of them.
So the fundraising goal here at CITR is $30,000. The funding drive will be going from today. It started at noon today. So we're very new into it. But we'd like to pile on the dollars and maybe make it rain here or something. I don't know.
Wow.
I should never say that. That sounds terrible. Yeah.
It's a water sports.
We're making it rain in the studio. Janie, there we go. All right. See, I was right.
No, I was
Can we just get that on the record, Booj? I was right.
For once.
It was Jay-Z. We decided it was Jay-Z.
I still think he's cheap. When I was in New York, this one guy was telling me a story about how, like, every guy in New York seems to, like, be with, like, a woman that's always more successful than them. It's, like, this common thing where, guys...
Being a woman?
Yeah. No, well...
Much better at being a woman.
and even...
Bras and stumble around in high heels.
Let's go, girls.
Even, and his theory was, like, even Jay-Z has someone that's more successful than him. Oh. He's got Beyonce. Yeah. You know? So, you know, it's like, oh, there we go. That was a very interesting, was it? So we're trying to get the money up there. Let's see if we can hit $200. We got another $23 to go. So if someone calls in right now, 604-822-8648 to donate.
Can they get specific books or is it just a
random? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That young boy gay German manga that you've got. I highly recommend someone.
Heart of Thomas.
Heart of Thomas.
Yes.
Thomas's Heart On, I believe it was originally called.
Call in for that.
Yeah.
Call in for that.
There's a part where a guy's like upset and he calls someone Fraulein, which is great.
Call in Upton for that.
Yeah.
604-822-8648, which apparently it's also CITR unit. Or no, 822 unit. 604-822 unit.
Unit.
This ties 604 into the
822 unit.
TV show I've been watching lately.
All right. So we had a question. I told people earlier to tweet us questions. And so Ben has a question for Mr. Bougie.
Okay.
Just how much of a freak in bed are you?
What was the question?
How much a freak in bed?
Oh. How much of a freak in bed are you?
How much of a freak in bed are you?
I'm not a bed. I'm a human. What? That's what I seriously, that's what I thought the question was.
Next question.
I am a human.
Man, internet, go ahead.
I don't know. I kind of get it all out on the paper. That sounds kind of gross, too.
Why don't you use a
pen? Use wax paper or parchment for that?
Gotta use wax. No,
so you purposely make lots of mistakes and you have to use whiteout?
See.
I'm pretty boring in bed. Well, you know, I get to the church on time. You know what I'm saying.
Go on.
I'm almost there.
I see someone's trying to call us in the studio. Oh, I'm not going to answer the phone in here. I'm sorry. Call us 604-822-8648. Yeah, poor Brian, sensitive eyes. There, yeah, am I covering okay, Brian?
Yeah, it's good.
There we go.
And then we have this lamp right in front of us. Like, I'm not sure what that's all about. You're like staring.
It's like a third degree here. Yeah.
It looks like another microphone, but it's a lamp.
Yeah, so. You're gonna talk.
Robin has this light trained right on their eyes.
I don't want them to see what I'm doing right now. 604-822-8648. Okay, just hang up. I'm not going to answer it. If it's important, call 604-822-8648.
Maybe we should take it. I don't know. What if it's an emergency?
Yeah.
Then they should call 911.
Maybe we have to talk someone down. Maybe it's like a
If I was feeling suicidal, I think the three of you would be the worst people to go to.
Maybe somebody desperately needs to know what kind of freaking bed you are.
Yeah.
I'm a very private man.
Go to www.inksex.com.
I think you're
dot .exe.
You're a CD posture
PDF. That's
CA, yeah.
That's
right. Man hammock.
I'm joined by Robin Bougie, Brian Fukushima, and the always charming Brandon Graham.
Hello!
One of the things that Robin did for me early on, which I appreciate, is he came up with a character of me, of the Dirty Bird.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you tell people about how he kind of got grosser and grosser. Every time you draw him, he got grosser.
Well, you got grosser and grosser.
Yeah, I was just looking at you, man.
I just showed up.
Those looks are fake.
You can't see my hand.
Those pretty days are behind you.
It's a cute little bird character, you know, kind of bald, and he looks like he's been punched in the head a couple times. And well, I'll give him a little wisp of hair on top like you got.
His eyes are pointing. Oh.
He's got more than a wisp.
Crying. And then, I got three wisps.
I don't know. There's something about him that, yeah, you just want to draw him uglier and uglier every time you... And I've noticed you've had a lot of other people draw him, and some people have done such a wonderful job on that character.
Marion's working on one now, and it's like a really, it's like in a suit and really like a good looking dirty bird.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a change.
Mm-hmm.
Someone did one of me in a kind of Rushmore type sweater vest look, and then there's one where someone drew me. Vicky Norino drew something very lovely. Just Google Vicky Norino, and okay. Thinking of when Brian was a teen, does he wish he could have something as cool as YOLO?
When I was a teen?
Yeah.
Boy. Well, what? YOLO is like, what?
I never think I'd see you sink YOLO.
Wow. I don't understand the question. I don't understand.
I don't think I do either.
I think
Connor.
Asking if you're upset that that every era has its horrible, stupid shit.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I suppose so. No, it's snap bracelets. I'm good.
I
didn't have snap bracelets. I don't know why I said that. The first thing I could think of is like snap bracelets.
Jelly belly shoes.
Yeah.
You had some stupid crap when you were growing up that kids would say and people would, you know.
Yeah, I don't really know what, though.
You forget it because it's dumb.
Did anyone ever wear their pants on backwards?
Crisscross.
No.
Crisscross.
I'm from a small town. There was nothing, like, trendy about the place. And then even if there was, it was, like, 5 years behind what was happening here. You know? Which is 5 years
what's happening here.
Anywhere else.
Was that Merritt?
Yeah, Merritt, BC.
I remember deeply hating cabbage or garbage pail kids when I was a kid.
You were eating them?
No, I hated them.
Oh, sorry.
Because there was like a big thing at my school, and I was just like,
"They're awesome!
I love those."
What's wrong with you?
I have all these things that are drawn in the sand. From
I hate
I was a
you.
Kid. Like, I've never bought a pair of Nikes in my life because, like, the kids I didn't like wore Nikes.
Yeah.
And so, like, at 36, I won't buy Nikes.
I was that way with Weezer. Like, all the, like, guys that I went to school with,
yeah,
the
I know
jerks
suck.
Were really into Weezer. And I was like, I don't like this band. And I listened to them later. I'm like, oh, this band is fine. So when you're young, you associate things with other things. And it's stupid. And you should reevaluate everything every year of your life.
Well, that's horrible because, like, I think
good
about,
advice.
You know, your own work and how you've, like... If somebody had, like, a shitty roommate, they could make them hate your work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
if they're just, like, showing up.
I remember forming opinions. I remember forming opinions on just things my friends told me. Yeah. Like,
oh, yeah.
dumb stuff.
Well, no, that happens all the time. It's like, oh, have you seen this movie? Oh, don't waste your time. It's not very good. Yeah. Oh, I heard it wasn't very good. Well, from who and why? Yeah, like, exactly. Like, there's so many things. You just get, like, oh, that guy, I heard that guy's a real jerk. And that's your only impression of a person you've never met is that one person said they were a jerk. But it's all you have to go on.
Yeah.
And it does influence your feeling. Like, I kind of heard he was a jerk. But from who and why?
I realized the other day, like, how much of... And the other day, I mean, my entire life, how much of all of my ideas of cool came directly from Terminator 2. Like, yeah, Public Enemy, Guns N' Roses,
Eddie Furlong.
Yeah.
Oh. We got another donation from Brenda. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda.
We've passed the 200 mark. Nice. Oh, I think we got more, too, or something. Do we get more, Robin, or are you just coming in? No, we didn't get more. He's just coming in.
We're losing the money.
Someone keeps calling. He's going to answer the phone.
Someone took away some money.
Yeah, there we go. 604-822-8648 to donate and join the list of wonderful people whom I love that have given money. If you don't give money, I don't love you. Okay, family.
You're a prostitute.
Paying for it. We got a question from Colleen Cox in New York. She wants to know if you guys can see that website. MamaBliss.com. Good or bad?
What is it called?
Mama Bliss.
Mama Bliss?
Yeah. She,
I don't know what it is. Oh, look at that.
Oh, I know what that is. It's good stuff. I love that site. That site rules, man. I tried to get that guy to do a cover for Cinema Sewer, but he didn't go for it.
I'm just going to say that website is not safe for work.
It's filthy.
Depends on your work, though.
Yeah, actually, it's, yeah. I guess this is your work, isn't it, Robin?
I think I know that guy.
Because, we're looking at it here.
Does he do, like, he's not a Flip Giant, is he? But it's like...
I don't know. He's a porn comic artist that puts stuff online, yeah.
He does a lot of, he did some, like, cannibal comics, though, didn't he? Where, like,
there's a bunch of really...
It's weird. You'll read, like, comic about, like, some, like, giant woman or something. What was the giant woman comic he did? Did you read that one? I read way too many porn comics online to be out in public.
And I'll remind people that Brandon will be doing a panel at Emerald City with, did we talk about this earlier, with Howard Chaykin? Okay.
Yeah, and I think
I'm just going to shut up.
And Matt Fraction, I think he's really into math.
He's going to do some equations for you.
I think he's like 3/4 of comics writer.
Is that his real name?
Mm-hmm. He's a math man. I have no idea.
I think it is his real name.
That's weird. Know. I've never heard that name before. Like, I've heard his name before, but I've never heard of that Fraction.
You don't know Steve Fraction?
Mm-mm.
No.
You don't know Math Fraction?
No.
604-822-8648 to donate. People keep calling. Are they just calling the wrong number? Don't call the studio. Call to donate. We want money. 604-822-8648. You guys just derail me all the time. Should I mention the comics that I have to give away again? Should I go through the list?
There's a bunch of good stuff. Get some good comics. I don't think there's very few comics that I would turn down.
From this list?
Yes.
There are lots of other comics you'd probably turn down.
Yes.
There we go. New issue of Cinema Sewer and Sleazy Slice. Where can we get that in Vancouver?
It's available at Pulp Fiction Books at Main and Broadway. And also RX Comics right next door. It's available at Videomatica, and it's a newish location which it shares with Zulu Records, West 4th. Where else? I guess that's kind of it. All the stores that I used to sell it at went out of business.
I just moved back to the RX neighborhood, so I'm going to be loitering there again as usual. Did you move back?
You moved back?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, you're not back yet.
I'm back after the con.
In theory.
Wow, I'm excited. I'm excited. Yeah.
So why are you really challenging him on whether he's... you're back when we say you're back.
I really missed you when you moved away. I'm glad you're... Because I knew you wouldn't come around anymore.
I was going to the downtown store Golden Age, and the people that worked there are really cool, but like it was kind of depressing just seeing... Because they don't have back issues, and so just seeing the new books that would come out...
And everything's shrink-wrapped, and you're going to go look at a book.
The new stuff isn't, but they do have the giant... stacks of weird old comics that are bundled together that are kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I really like at, like, RX is such a fantastic store because you go in there and there's just, like, this, like, mass of stacks of random back issues and stuff that you can always go through. And so a lot of times I'll go in there and not even look at the new comics.
Yeah.
And be like, you know, oh, I just found a bunch of Area 88 comics for $1. This is all I care about.
Area 88. Is that the thing that UN Squadron, the Super Nintendo game, was based off of?
Yeah.
I love that game.
We just went to RX today. I actually picked up the new Prophet that came out yesterday.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm pretty excited.
Oh, it looks so good.
I'm on the radio and I'm telling people.
You're supporting him.
Although I kind of am a brand new. Hi, everybody.
Thank you for buying my comic, Robin.
I'm like a Scooby-Doo character.
You're the villain.
Hey, what if there was a Scrappy-Doo of Snoopy? Is that what Woodstock is?
Weird. What if Woodstock was just a little dog in a bird costume?
I would like that.
That just blew your mind.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen, all for coming in today. I think we're going to leave us out with another Pussy Brat song.
I think we should.
All right.
How about
the lyrics again?
How about let's do track 19, which is from a movie called Garage Girls from 1981.
There we go. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for coming in. Did we get more?
Yeah, we've got two new people.
Thank you, Shannon, and thank you, Mullen. We're up to
266.9. Oh, yeah!
Yay! And if you call after 3, you can still get more comics because I'm leaving them here. Just make sure you mention Ink Studs. And I don't know what comics are left. I'll have to find out, I'm hoping. Are people choosing what they want over the phone? Or?
Yeah.
Awesome. 604-822-8648. And I'll leave us out with song. What show do we have on next?
Sports. It's Thunderbird Eye. They're live from Quebec. Doing their fun drive show from Quebec.
Oh, wow. There we go.
Yeah.
Sweet. We'll be right back.
Protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
The following is a live presentation of CITR Sports.
These are four very talented.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome here on location from University of Sherbrooke's Pavilion Université, indoor stadium. We are courtside at the CIS Women's Championship in women's volleyball in the quarterfinal round of competition on day one. Earlier this afternoon, UBC Thunderbirds defeated the Laval Rouge Or 3-0 to advance to the semi-final round. Right now we are courtside about to start the next quarterfinal match with University of Alberta taking on the Montreal University Caravan. Good afternoon, UBC Thunderbird sports fans, for another edition of Thunderbird Eye, a special edition during our Fun Drive week, starting with the first day with our fundraising efforts here on 101.9 FM. Lots to get to in this hour. We'll have some highlights of the UBC Thunderbird sports that CITR Sports was able to bring you live so far this 2012-2013 season. But first,